And I have Gita from Growing in the Arts and also Chris here in the studio with me. So here we go. I'm going to put up your microphones and say hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Thank you.
That is good. And while I've got you on the mic here, I'm going to cue up some VE Day music because we're here to talk about Vimy, which is a very actually timely play by a Canadian playwright named Vern Thiessen. So I guess my first question to you guys would be, how did you discover Vimy? And how did you discover Vimy?
Well, I'm a history teacher by profession and career, so I've known the story of Vimy for many years, since those days back at University of Windsor. And a friend of mine who's also a history buff told me about the play. He saw it last year at the Blythe Festival. They were running it.
Yes, that's right.
And we were talking and told me about it. And I said, oh, sounds interesting. So went and researched it because I always knew about the textbook information of Vimy, the story. And he said it was a lot of a personal story and personal accounts of it. So that intrigued me. And went searching for it and brought it to my partner. And I said, we need to do this.
And I think it's a kind of an interesting, it's war stories, right? And it's in a field hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way the story's set up, it is after the Battle of Vimy. And it relies on memory and past experiences. So it's a story that takes place with the four recovering soldiers in the field hospital.
Right.
And they're going through the moments that led up to the battle, recent memory, and then actually some deeper memory where they look back and the reason why they joined up for the war and volunteered to be a part of the fighting forces.
And how old were they?
Well, the way Vern Thiessen wrote it in the play, he had the actors set in their between the 20 and 26 age bracket. And not to say I'm going to criticize that. From my studies, I learned a lot of the young men were as young as
underage.
15.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of like,
15 to
I
want to
go fight in the war.
You know, it was exactly the opportunity to... For adventure, a lot of them were looking at chances to go see the world, all those romantic stories about going off and fighting for your country. So the actors that we cast for the production are in the bracket of 14 to 19 years old.
14. Okay.
18.
14 to 18?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So, because back then it would have been listening through a can through the wall for the sound of rats in mud. Knee-high deep, not sitting on a bus listening to your iPod.
Oh, very far removed.
You know, so you've already had one week run of this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did audiences react to it, especially younger people, like especially, you know, teenagers?
We've had a couple of the high schools. We had about two sold-out shows with high school students. Of course, Vimy is a part of the grade 10 history curriculum.
So that's
we
right.
We put it out to a lot of high schools. It didn't get as much response as we had hoped. We were hoping to have every grade 10 school attending, but due to whatever reasons, we did have a couple of full houses. A lot of the comments that we received back was, I learned more about the experience of war in that 90 minutes than I've learned in class so far this year. And because these were such human... deep personal stories
that they could
be able to connect to, that they had hopes and dreams and other reasons why they went off to war.
Also, we chose the Registry Theater, which, if you've been there, it's an incredibly intimate theater.
Yes.
So there's nothing like seeing the fear of a 14 or 15-year-old actor, young man, tell you the story of, you know, stabbing someone for the first time or shooting someone who, a German, who is probably the same age as they were, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and you can see the actors breathing. I mean, you're literally, like, you're not even 10 feet away. You're so close. So I think that made a huge impact on some of our audience members as well. And we also had a Holocaust survivor in the audience who had come and spoken to us after. and was deeply moved because she felt that it was incredibly realistic based on her experiences from war. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty amazing. And then we did have, obviously, people have relatives, great, great, you know, uncles, the aunts, you know, grandparents, you know, that were part of that.
Yeah, we had another gentleman who's, I guess his uncle, he said when in World War II, came back and was experiencing post-traumatic stress symptoms for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And he knew his uncle, and one of our actors, I don't want to give away the play, but is experiencing that same. And he said, bravo, you young man, you nailed it. That is what I saw every day with my uncle that came back with shell shock from the war.
Wow.
You know, and I was, we were like, well, we're pretty pleased. You know?
We had great actors that did their homework.
Yeah.
That is great.
That was a great part about it.
Well, it's a lot of veterans don't like to talk about it. They don't like to talk about those days at all. It's hard for them to, you know, I couldn't even conceive of even going through anything like that.
No. Exactly. My recollection is from what I've learned from my professors, the history books and everything. Of course, everybody nowadays is so far removed from it. And that is one of the responses we've got from a lot of people that, you know, this is what is needed.
Gita, just while you're here, can you tell people a little bit more about Growing in the Arts? Because this company's been around for a while, and I apologize for not getting you in here sooner.
Oh, I've been in with Paulette a few times.
Oh, okay.
So we were in back in August and
talk about bullying.
We did a piece in the spring about bullying.
Yeah.
So we've been in to talk about that. So So Growing in the Arts, GITA, G-I-T-A, Growing in the Arts acronym.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Nobody ever gets it.
I would have. I probably would have eventually.
So we're a school of dramatic and cinema arts. So we have a web series as well that we are working on, and we've done some movies. And but we are an acting school, so kids come once a week for an hour, ages about 4 and a half all the way up to 18.
Mm-hmm.
They're put in groups according to age, and they have an acting class once a week. And we learn new skills. We, you know, build those skills, and then we apply them by getting on stage.
Yeah.
So that's first and foremost what I do. And then I think secondary would be the GITA Productions, where anybody in the region can come and audition. We're no fee to act. We're the only no fee to act program in the region.
Okay.
So you get the part you earn, not the part that your parents wrote the check for. Then we put it on stage, and we try to work within the curriculum guidelines just to tap into things like literacy, of course, anti-bullying, character education. Obviously, theater is a great way to send messages.
It is.
History. Sorry.
Yeah, history as well.
Yeah.
Do you, with that Remembrance Day coming up, do you guys have anything special planned for the Sunday performance?
We do.
Okay.
We have asked Connor Sweet, who is a 13-year-old student of ours who has placed very high at the Kiwanis Drama Festival, which we attend every year at Stratford. He is a speech arts major, if you will. So he's won quite a bit of money and scholarships. He will be delivering the poem in Flanders Fields.
Okay.
And I think it's incredibly impactful to watch a 13-year-old boy get up and deliver a poem.
That'll give
you goosebumps all over, especially because it's written by a Canadian.
Yes.
And it is, you know, completely related to the day, of course. So Connor will do that, and that will be followed by 1 minute of silence, and then we will go to curtain and view the play. And we'll do that both at the 2 p.m. and at the 7 p.m. show.
Okay. And if people want to get tickets through the Registry Theater Center in the Square?
They can get tickets
at the door?
At the door, or by our website, www.growingintoarts.com, and just click on the Vimeo link, and the credit card selection is at the top of the page. Mm-hmm. If people do buy tickets from this point on, we'll just hold them at the door because the mail service won't be fast enough.
Okay.
But we have 4 shows this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at 2 and 7 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to play. This is a pretty, the musical memories. This is World War II, but I think this still applies to the Great War. Vera Lynn was a very popular singer back then, and she did a piece called, where is this? We'll Meet Again.
Yes, I was going to say,
We'll Meet Again. Okay. Yep.
Actually, I had Barry McGregor sing that to me once during an interview from Stratford. That was pretty funny. Okay, I'd like to thank both of you for dropping by the station. I know that you have to go because you've got rehearsals tonight and things to do and classes to do.
Always something to do.
Always something to do. Well, I wish you all the best of luck with Vimy. And this coming weekend, it's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes, November 10th and 11th.
November 10th and 11th. Saturday, is there a matinee on Saturday or just the 7th?
Yeah, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, and then Sunday, it's
2 p.m. and
7. 2 p.m. and 7. Okay. Yes. Vimy coming to the Registry Theater this weekend. Here is We'll Meet Again, Berlin on Coral FM.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not ask. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. For the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some.